We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Gimel,
Paragraph Zayin.
Ki be'emes shol nivchar la'melech horishon al Yisrael, ki hu bechinas kishur ha'merkovo, shu bechinas tikun ha'mishpat. Rav Nosson Zal explains, the truth is, Shol HaMelech was chosen to be the first king of Klal Yisrael because he's the one who represents the throne of Hashem, and he's the one who represents the concept of Tikkun HaMishpat, perfection of justice. Ki Shol Hoyomi Shevet Binyamin. Shol HaMelech comes from the tribe of Binyamin, the Ikur Kishur HaMerkovo Hu Bechinas Binyamin, and the main establishment of the throne of Hashem is based on Shevet Binyamin. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Ki Yaakov Avinu Hoyo Mitosoi Shlema. We know that Yaakov Avinu achieved a higher level of Tikkun HaBris than Avram and Yitzchak, because Yaakov Avinu's bed was complete. Only kosher children came from him. From Avram, ki kvar nizbarer tipas Esav Yishmoel l'chutz, because the evil of Esav and Yishmoel had already been released via Avraham and Yitzchak, and now all that was left was pure good that came from Yaakov Avinu. Vayin kol ze behilchas chelev v'dam, ma shekosev shom. Rav Nosson Zal talks about this in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Chelev and Blood. He explains this concept of the Esav and Yishmoel being released via Avram and Yitzchak, so that Yaakov Avinu should be pure strain. V'yal kein hoya Yaakov b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpat. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu represents tikkun ha'mishpat, the justice being in a pure state. Mishpat utstoka b'Yaakov hatuasiso, as there's a pasuk that associates mishpat with Yaakov. Ukamayshekosuv mishpat lelike Yaakov. There's another pasuk that says mishpat Yaakov. V'alkein zocho letikun habris b'shleimus. This is why we find that Yaakov Avinu, because he represents tikun hamishpat, therefore he had tikun habris on the highest level. V'nishmar legamri mebechinas hechtim besoroi. He was fully protected from any type of pigam habris. K'may shekosuv koichi v'reishis oini. As he said, when he spoke about Reuven, he said that Reuven was my first seed, implying that he had never chas v'shalom wasted any seed. You know, there was no seed that had ever come out before that. V'alkein zocho lemita shleimo. Therefore, he was zocho to a complete bed, all pure children. V'hoilid shneim oso shifteko, and he gave birth to the 12 holy tribes. Shehem bechinas tikun v'kishur hamerkava dikdusha, which these 12 tribes represent the establishment of the throne, the holy throne of Hashem. Kishneim osor shvotim heim dalet degolim shem keneged dalet machnois dikdusha shem bechinas merkovoi argomon kemuva, because the 12 tribes are split into four groups, four flags, and those four flags, four sets of three tribes, correspond to the four symbols on the throne of Hashem: the lion, the eagle, the ox, and the human face. Shehem bechinas merkovoi argomon, corresponding to the four angels on the throne of Hashem, which are alluded to in the word argomon. Aleph resh gimel mem represents Urikel, Raphael, Gavriel, Michael, and the Nun is Nurikel, or the Nun is Bigimatria Ha'odom, the image of a man sitting on the throne, Kaviochel, the image of Hashem sitting on the throne. But in any case, we see that the 12 tribes, which are split into four sections, those, the four groups of the tribes, correspond to the four legs of the throne of Hashem. V'ikr kishu ha'merkovo hu Binyamin, and the main one who represents the tikkun of the throne of Hashem is Binyamin. Ki hu ha'mashlemes ha'mita shlema shel Yaakov. He's the one who completed the pure bed of Yaakov Avinu. He was the final one. U'kamei shekosu v'zoyer ha'kodesh shebishvil ze noilad Binyamin beretz Yisrael v'lo yetzel lovon. The Zoyer ha'kodesh explains that for this reason, Yaakov Avinu understood that he had to leave Lavan's house before Binyamin was born, so that Binyamin should be born in Eretz Yisrael, so that this holy throne, this holy bed, should be completed in Eretz Yisrael, not by Lavan. Ayin Shom, look in the Zohar HaKadosh, where it explains it. That Binyamin should not be born by Lavan in Chutz Laretz. Nimso sheikar shleimus amita dekushahu Binyamin shenoylad boachroino. So therefore, we see that the main one to complete the bed of Yaakov Avinu was Binyamin, who was the final one. Shehishlemes amita dekushah. He's the one who completed this bed. Vioz keshenoylad Binyamin nishlam hamita b'shleimus. And when Binyamin was born, the bed was completely perfected. Shehi b'chinas kishur hamerkava, which represents the establishment of the throne of Hashem. Because again, these four, the Yaakov Avinu, who gave birth to Klal Yisrael in the form of 12 tribes, those 12 tribes are divided into four sections. Those four sections correspond to the four legs of the throne, the four symbols of the throne, and the four angels appointed over the throne. And Rav Nosson Zal here showed the connection between Mishpat, which is symbolized by a throne. There's a pasuk Kisei Mishpat. Hashem sits on his throne of judgment, Kisei Mishpat, and the concept of Tikkun HaBris, this Mito Shlema. This is why Binyamin was zocher that the Beis Hamikdash was built on his portion of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Beis Hamikdash represents the establishment of the throne of Hashem. It's in the Beis Hamikdash that the throne of Hashem was fixed up and established. Because we know that the Shekhinah rested in the Beis Hamikdash. V'chol inyan hamerkova hanemar b'shir hashirim, and the whole concept of the throne of Hashem, which is discussed in Shir Hashirim, k'may shekosv, as it says, apiryoin osoi amelach shloimoi, King Solomon made a palace, you know, referring to the Beis Hamikdash, amudav, its pillars of gold, merkova yargamon toicharot zavavo, its chariot was purple wool lined with love. So we see that the merkova, as is mentioned in Shir HaShirim, is mentioned as part of the Beis HaMikdash. The throne of Hashem is mentioned as a part of the Beis HaMikdash. HaKoil Koi Ala Mishkon HaBeis HaMikdash Kamo Shapir Rashi Shom. And if you look in Rashi and Shir HaShirim, it shows that all of those psukim, even when it speaks about the throne of Hashem, it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. V'alkein Iker Tikkun HaMishpat Toye BeBeis HaMikdash. Therefore, we find that the main establishment of true justice was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki beBeis HaMikdash hayo lishkas hagozes. That's where you had the special chamber where the Supreme Court sat in the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin HaGdoilov, 71 judges. Sheshom choitchin halochos. That's where they sliced off laws. That's where they decided Hebrew law on the highest level. Umishom yoitze ikar hamishpat emes l'chol Yisrael. And from there goes forth the true judgment for Klal Yisrael. V'alkein Binyamin shu b'chinas kishur hamerkovo zocho sheibone beis hamikdash b'chelkoi. This is why Binyamin, who represents the completion of the throne, he was zoicha that the Beis HaMikdash was built bedafka on his portion of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu b'chinas merkava d'kdusha, b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpat kanal. V'alkein zocha, and this is why it's the tribe of Binyamin that was zoicha, shemelech harishon yihye mizaroi, that the first king of Klal Yisrael should come forth bedafka from the tribe of Binyamin. Ki ikar malchus digdusha hu al yedei b'chinas kishur hamerkava, because the main establishment of the kingdom of Hashem is based on the establishment of the throne of Hashem, shehu b'chinas tikkun hamishpat, which is the establishment of justice, b'chinas tikkun habris. All of these things go together. Therefore, it would have been most appropriate that the descendants of Binyamin should have been the ones to wipe out Amalek. Shehu ha'hepech mamish mibchinas kishra merkova mibchinas tikkun mishpat. Because Amalek is the opposite of the throne of Hashem. He's the opposite of tikkun mishpat. We're going to read this coming Shabbos. In 2 days, we're going to be reading Parsha Zohar, and which deals with Amalek. And if you recall, in the reading that we do on Purim itself, next week, we say there, Ki yod al kesko milchom al Hashem b'amolek midor dor, that the throne of Hashem is incomplete, and the name of Hashem is incomplete, so long as Amalek is alive. So therefore, who would have been the most appropriate candidate to wipe out Amalek? Somebody coming from the descendants of Binyamin, Shaul HaMelech, the first king of Klal Yisrael. Valkein, Shaul, Shepogam Bozer, and therefore Shaul HaMelech, who ended up messing this up, not doing the job right, in a sense, Alkein Nitrad Mimalchus. Therefore, this got him removed from the kingdom. Ki ikar hamalchus digdusho toloi b'mechias Amalek kanal, because the main establishment of the kingdom of kedusha is dependent on wiping out Amalek, because Amalek is pegama mishpot, Amalek is pegama bris. V'al yidei pegam ze dahinu pegama mishpot kanal shepogam shol al yidei shehishir esagag v'esmeit v'atzoin al yidei ze bo homon Amalek, because Shaul HaMelech was poigim in mishpot. He was poigim in the throne, that resulted in Haman being born. This Haman, by leaving Agag alive and leaving those sheep alive that he was supposed to wipe out, as a result of that, Haman was born. V'rotzol is Gabriel Yisrael Chasashom, and Haman wanted to rise up against the Jews. Nimtzo, she'amolek hu t'chila sakilkul, v'soif hakilkul. So we see here that Amalek was at the beginning of the problem and at the end of the problem. And it was the whole thing started from him and finishes with him. Ki gam tchilas hakilkul, dahinu pegam hamishpot, bo al yidei Amalek, al yidei shechom alol of Shaul HaMelech kanal. The problem started by Shaul HaMelech taking pity on Amalek, on Agag, and then the problem ended up finishing with a Haman being born who wanted to destroy the entire Jewish nation. Because by Shaul HaMelech having a misplaced kindness, misplaced pity on Agag, which is called bad judgment. That's what it's called, pegama mishpot. That was And Rabbeinu Zal explained in this chapter in Likutei Moran that when there is pegam hamishpot, that opens the door for pegam habris. So as a result of Shaul HaMelech's pegam hamishpot, bad judgment in leaving Agag alive and leaving those sheep alive, what resulted from it? A Haman was born, and who Haman is the symbol of pegam habris. That's what he represents.